the trumpet on the Sabbath. Go right ahead. I put the study up, yeah. Where did it go? Let's see. Where did it shrink to? Let's see. There it is. That's not it. There it is. Very good. Shabbat Shalom. We are one of Messiah congregation, Kahal Chaba Mashiach, just a little piece of the Israel of God. And it's the Sabbath today. Here we are on Maple Street in Hole in Wall, Tennessee. And we do have people calling us from Nashville. They want to come and visit us, but then they find out we're in Hole in Wall, not in Nashville any longer. And that ends that conversation. So we do get phone calls during the week. And of course, I witness the people during the week and they invite them to come by. And I don't see them. Let's see. Maybe they'll come late because it's fashionable to come late, right? But anyway, we try our best to get the word out during the week. There's my email. There's my website. My website has information on everything you could imagine. You just have to go through it. You have to really, if you want to know how to talk to this person or that person, or the intellects in education and academia about evolution, if you want to talk to, I got so much information there. It's only up to you to go look through it. I mean, if you really want to know how to talk to people, because there's even information there how to talk to scientists, intelligent designer, you know, the intelligent designer department. I got information there on every kind of, you know, the Midrash, the Talmud, the Zohar, the Tanya. I got so much information on my website that, you know, I think it's enough to talk to anyone, really. So anyway, today, let's see, it's June 17, 2017, and I know everyone's focused on tomorrow's Father's Day, but of course, today's God's Day. So it's here is June, little goddess weasel, and that's what June is named after, Juno, you know. She's the principal goddess of the Roman Pantheon. Pantheon is the former Roman temple, now a church in Rome, Italy. Anyway, you can read all about that. Anyway, we focus on God's calendar here. We're in the month of third month of God called Sivan. The 21st day, and next Sunday, I believe, is the new moon. So we'll have one more Sabbath before, you know, we get to that day. There it is right there, and the little word Siv, see right there, Siv? Means bright and splendid, and here we are. I think, did summer actually start yet? Summer didn't officially start, but it sure feels like it. It's definitely warm out there. My ministry is a teaching ministry. I like to bring up subjects and topics that I hope that you could use in your life. I mean, I didn't just do all this study and research and looking things up just for myself to put on a website, but it's for you to go search it out and look things up. I no longer have a search on there because the search program, it didn't compile correctly, so I'll have to figure that out one day. But it's all there. So there's many subjects there, and you could read them. Some of them you could listen to, and some of them you could watch. I mean, I don't know what else to do except, I mean, I can't come to your personal houses and give personal lessons. But you could even download them to your MP3 players. We're streaming today. There's the URL. We're in a thing called Pow Talk, a chat room. I do have a thing you could schedule me in if you have a group of people that would like to learn about the Hebrew roots in a different location besides Tennessee. There's a link for that. Today's subject, you know, I was thinking about what all the terrible world conditions, you know. Even though last night's conversation was sort of, it's imaginary to me, you know, the human rights of the United Nations, you know, which was written many, many years ago, and obviously no nation follows it, and no two nations agree with each other. Matter of fact, no two churches here agree with each other. I mean, you can't get anyone to agree. So with all the terrible world conditions, I think we need to be thankful to God for whatever we have and be content with what we have and praise and thank him always for all things, you know. And I think that gets neglected sometimes, praising and thanking the Lord, which is where the power of God comes from, praising and thanking his name. So I wanted to read some verses of people that took time out to praise and thank God. David always thanks and praises Jehovah. And they always, nowadays, we praise the Father through Yeshua, you know, that's the difference. In 2 Samuel, Jehovah lives. This is David. And blessed be my rock and exalted be the God of the rock of my salvation. It's God that avenged me and that bringeth down the people under me, and that bringeth me forth from mine enemies. Thou also have lifted me up on high above those that rose up against me. Thou hast delivered me from the violent man or woman, for that matter. And, you know, David's, this is the way we should always be. Therefore, I will give thanks unto thee, Yehovah, among the heathen, and will sing praises unto thy name. I can't sing too well, but, you know, I try to do a little bit to God. He understands. He is the tower of salvation for his king, shows mercy to his anointed, unto David and to his seed forevermore. You know, that might be a little psalm, a song that he wrote, and it's really interesting because David even numbers his psalms. In Chronicles, we read, I wanted to read a little in Chronicles today. Praising and thanking the Lord is very important, and I know probably isn't discussed often, but thanking and praising the Lord for everything is important. So they brought the Ark of God and set it in the midst of the tent that David had pitched for it, and they offered burnt sacrifices and peace offerings before God. And when David had made an end of offering the burnt offerings and the peace offerings, he blessed the people in the name of Jehovah. And he dealt to every one of Israel, both man and woman, and to every one a loaf of bread and a good piece of fish, flesh, and a flagon of wine. And he, check this out. Now, this is what always amazes me. He actually appoints people to praise and thank the Lord. And he appointed certain of the Levites to minister before the Ark of Jehovah and to record and to thank and praise Jehovah, the God of Israel. So this was their service. I was thinking, I would love to have that kind of service. I'd be there. I'd be the one wanting to thank and praise the Lord all day long. And here we have, of course, the names of all the people that did it. There's Asaph, the chief. And you could read Zechariah, and you could read all the names, and they played. I'm just going to paraphrase this for you, but you got all these people that do it, and they always do it with psalteries and harps. And Asaph had a sound, made a sound with cymbals. Of course, and these other people, they had trumpets. The priests would trumpets continually before the Ark of the Covenant of God. And on that day, David delivered first this psalm to thank Jehovah into the hand of Asaph and to his brethren. So here's a psalm that we could associate in the book of Psalms that David actually handed to Asaph. He said, give thanks unto Jehovah, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people. And that's really important. I was thinking about that this morning, about making mention of him everywhere you go. Sing unto him, sing psalms unto him, talk ye of all his wondrous works. I was doing that last week, you know, I said, everyone should know that God fought, you know, God helped Joshua fight the battle at Jericho, and God helped Noah there, right? Everyone should know that. Glory in his holy name, let the heart of them that rejoice, let the heart of them rejoice that seek Jehovah. Seek Jehovah and his strength. Seek his face continually. So a lot of times we get caught up in our own little world, but we should be thinking about, during the day, how many times do I praise and thank the Lord as opposed to just doing something else? Or remember his marvelous works that he had done, his wonders and his judgments of his mouth. O ye seed of Israel, his servant, ye children of Jacob, his chosen ones, he is Jehovah our God, his judgments are in all the earth. As opposed to the fictitious human rights that no one follows. Be mindful always of his covenant, the word which he commanded to 1,000 generations. Even of the covenant that he made with Abraham and his oath unto Isaac, and had confirmed the same to Jacob for a law and to Israel for an everlasting covenant, saying unto thee will I give the land of Canaan, the lot of your inheritance. When you were just a few, even a few, and strangers in it, and when they went from nation to nation, and from one kingdom to another people, he suffered no one to do them wrong. He even reproved kings for their sake, saying, touch not my anointed, and do my prophets no harm. So we have to sing unto Jehovah all the earth, show forth from day to day his salvation. Amen. Declare his glory among the heathen, his marvelous works among all nations. Great is Jehovah, and greatly to be praised, greatly to be praised. He's also to be feared above all gods, obviously, because there isn't any other gods, right? For all the gods of the people are idols, but Jehovah made the heavens, right? Glory and honor are in his presence. Strength and gladness are in his place. Give unto Jehovah, ye kindreds of the people, give unto Jehovah glory and strength. Give unto Jehovah the glory due unto his name. So we have to think about, are we actually doing that? Are we doing God, giving God his rightful due? Are we praising him enough? Bring an offering and come before him. Worship Jehovah in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the earth. The world also shall be stable, that it not move. Let the heavens be glad, and let the earth rejoice, and let men say among the nations, Jehovah reigns. Let the sea roar, and the fullness thereof. Let the fields rejoice, and all that is therein. Then shall the trees of the wood sing out at the presence of Jehovah, because he comes to judge the earth. Amen. And that's a good concept to talk when you're talking to Jewish people, how God is going to come or come back. And there's lots of verses about that. Oh, give thanks unto Jehovah, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. And ye say, save us, O God of our salvation, and gather us together, and deliver us from the heathen, that we may give thanks to thy holy name and glory in thy praise. You know, I didn't write every verse and every piece of a psalm, because we'd be here all day long, but blessed be Jehovah, God of Israel, forever and ever. And let all the people say, amen. Praise Jehovah. Yay. So he left there before the Ark of the Covenant of Jehovah, Asaph and his brethren. He left them to minister before the Ark continually, as every day's work required. And these are the people again. And Obed-Eden with their brethren, 80. And you can read all these names here. Zadok and his brethren, the priests, and Jehovah, the high place that was at Gideon. And these people, what they went to burn to offer burnt offerings unto Jehovah upon the altar of burnt offerings continually morning and evening, and to do according to all that was written in the law of Jehovah, which he commanded Israel. And with them, of course, we have Heman and Yeduthim and the rest that were chosen, who were expressed by name. These people are expressed by name. That's really impressive to me, because I can't think of any higher accolade you can get, or any type of or credentials. These people are expressed by name to give thanks to Jehovah, because his mercy endures forever. So these people must have been really holy people of God. And with them, Heman and Jehuthan, with trumpets and cymbals for those that should make a sound. So some people, that was their position, was that they were the musicians. And with musical instruments of God. And the sons of Yeduthun were porters. And all the people departed, every man to his house, and David returned to bless his house. So you could see, like like it's missing, of course, we don't have this anymore, but in a whole camp of Israel, there was people actually designed specially to be the musicians and to praise and thank the Lord. Because I believe that's where the power comes from. It says, and David said, Jehovah God of Israel hath given rest unto his people, and that they may dwell in Jerusalem forever, and also unto the Levites that shall no more carry the tabernacle, nor any vessel of it for the service thereof. For by the last words of David, the Levites were numbered from 20 years old and up and above, because their office was to wait on the sons of Aaron for the service of the house of Jehovah in the courts and in the chambers and the purifying of the holy things and the work of the service of the house of God, both for the showbread and for the fine flour, for the meat offering and for the unleavened cakes and for that which is baked in the pan and for that which is fried and for all manner of measure and size. So God does everything so equal. And to stand every morning, they stood every morning to thank and praise Jehovah, and likewise at even. Amen. Praise the Lord. So that was part of their chores, part of what they had to do. And to offer all burnt sacrifices unto Jehovah in the Sabbaths and in the new moons and on the set feasts by number, according to the order commanded them, according continually before Jehovah. And that they should keep the charge of the tabernacle of the congregation, and the charge of the holy place, and the charge of the sons of Aaron, their brethren, in the service of the house of God. So David wanted to continue this on, you know. Moreover, David and the captain of the host separated to the service of the sons of Asaph. So these are the people, again, that this is in so many different chapters, that's why I think it's so important, because it's said over and over that there wasn't just anyone, but certain people were separated to the service of the sons of Asaph and of Hermon and of Jeduthun, who should prophesy with harps and psalteries. And with, you know, prophesying there doesn't mean what you think. It means like praising and thanking the Lord for he is good, and he with harps and psalteries and with cymbals, and the number of the workmen according to their service was of the sons of Asaph, Zachor and Joseph and Nethaniah and Asaliah, the sons of Asaph, under the hands of Asaph, who prophesied according to the order of the king. And then, of course, you can read the rest of these names. These all people, they all came, they all gave praise and thanked the Lord. That was their service, their order of service in the tabernacle. They came with their harps to give thanks and to praise Jehovah, which is a very important thing. Matter of fact, I can't think of anything more important. Now therefore, our God, we thank thee and praise thy glorious name. Therefore I give thanks unto thee, Jehovah, among the heathen, and sing praises unto thy name. Sing unto Jehovah, O ye saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness, to the end that my glory may sing praise to thee and not be silent. Jehovah my God, I will give thanks unto thee forever. You know, and that's something I was reading, of course, that's why it's so nice to be alive, that we can praise and thank the Lord and show forth his wondrous works. And we can't do that in the grave, so that's why I thank God we could be alive in this century to try to make known his power and that he's alive and he's there. Unto thee, O God, do we give thanks. Unto thee do we give thanks, for that thy name is near, thy wondrous works declare. When I shall receive the congregation, I will judge uprightly. The earth and all the inhabitants thereof are dissolved. I bear up the pillars of it, Selah. I said unto the fools, deal not foolishly, and to the wicked, lift not up the horn. Lift not up your horn on high, speak not with a stiff neck. You know, promotion comes not neither from the east, neither from the west, nor from the south, but God is judge. He puts down one and he sets up another. For in the hand of Jehovah there is a cup, and the wine is red and it's full of mixture, and he poured out of the same, but the dregs thereof and all the wicked of the earth shall wring them out and drink them. But I will declare forever, I will sing praises to the God of Jacob. All the horns of the wicked will I cut off, but the horns of the righteous shall be exalted. Amen. So praising, thanking the Lord probably isn't, I don't know if I even heard anyone even talk about it. people praising and thanking the Lord. It's a good thing to give thanks unto Jehovah and to sing praises unto the name, unto thy name, O Most High, and to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night, upon an instrument of 10 strings and upon the psaltery and upon the harp with a solemn sound. So we're supposed to rejoice in Jehovah. You know, you're not supposed to be bummed out or discouraged or let things bug you. Rejoice in Jehovah, you righteous. Give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. And we try to make a joyful noise unto Jehovah, all your lands. Serve Jehovah with gladness. And that's something like some people don't do. They think serving the Lord is a drag or just a hassle. And serving the Lord, you're supposed to serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. I don't know if you do that. You should. Know ye that Jehovah, he's God. He it is that made us, and not we ourselves, like some geniuses think. We are his people and the sheep are of his pasture. Enter into, when you pray, try to picture you're entering his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Praise the Lord. Jehovah is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. You know, it seems like it's almost hidden in the world, but that's the whole reason we're here, because we're supposed to be lights in the world, you know? Oh, give thanks unto Jehovah, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people. Praise ye Jehovah, oh, give thanks unto Jehovah, for he is good, his mercy endures forever. Save us, Jehovah, our God, and gather us from among the heathen to give thanks unto thy holy name and to triumph in thy praise. Amen. You know, when you're in God, you know, there shouldn't be any negativism or depression. I was listening to an ad yesterday on the radio. They said, where do Christians go when they're depressed or when they are suffering, whatever? I thought, well, you're not supposed to be doing that. You're not supposed to be depressed. You're not supposed to be negative, or you're not supposed to be, they even have, the pseudo-Christians have counseling, pseudo-counseling for people in their little communities when they're going through something and they're depressed and when there's, feelings of suicide or whatever. How could you be rejoicing in God with gladness if you're like that? It's just amazing to me. Oh, give thanks unto Jehovah, for he is good. His mercy endures forever. I will offer to thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving. So that's what we have to offer God. That's our sacrifices. We offer him the calves of our lips, thanksgiving, and call upon the name of Jehovah. God wants to hear from us. He wants you to call upon him. You know, he wants you to call out to him. You know, I'll even read something in a few minutes where he says, wear him out, Oh, give thanks unto Jehovah, for he is good, because his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks unto Jehovah, for he is good, his mercy endures forever. It says, whither the tribes go up, the tribes of Jehovah, unto the testimony of Israel. I know why they go up, to give thanks unto the name of Jehovah. Oh, give thanks unto Jehovah, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord of lords, for his mercy endures forever. To him that alone doth great wonders, his mercy endures forever. For to him by wisdom made the heavens, his mercy endures forever. To him that stretched out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endures forever. To him that makes great lights, for his mercy endures forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endures forever. And there it is, the moon and the stars to rule by night, for his mercy endures forever. To him that smote Egypt in their firstborn, for his mercy endures forever. And brought out Israel from among them, for his mercy endures forever. With a strong hand and with a stretched out arm, for his mercy endures forever. To him which divides the Red Sea into parts, for his mercy endures forever, and made Israel to pass through the midst of it, for his mercy endures forever, which overthrew Pharaoh and his host in the Red Sea, for its mercy endures forever. Excuse me for a second. This reading this reminds me of the opposite of that Dainu prayer in the false Passover Seders. This is what God did to him which led his people through the wilderness, for his mercy endures forever. To him which smote great kings, for his mercy endures forever. And slew famous kings, for his mercy endures forever. Sihon, king of the Amorites, for his mercy endures forever. And the reason why God brings up these names, because the average person would probably think they were like too much, but they're nothing to God. Sihon and Og, the king of Bashan, for his mercy endures forever. He gave their lands for a heritage. That's what he thinks. For his mercy endures forever. Even a heritage unto Israel, his servant, and his mercy endures forever. Who remembered us in our low estate. Amen. For his mercy endures forever. And had redeemed us from our enemies, and his mercy, for his mercy endures forever. Who gives food to all flesh. He sure does. For his mercy endures forever. O give thanks unto the God of heaven, for his mercy endures forever. Amen. And, you know, you could just, the Bible is just full of people praising and thanking the Lord. And I didn't even read all the prayers, you know, of the people. One day, I think I did a study one time about that. All the prayers of people that they pray to God. Maybe I could do it again one day. God likes you to sing unto Jehovah with the thanksgiving and sing praises with the harp unto our God. And here's even Solomon when he was in the Lord. Thus all the work that Solomon made for the house of Jehovah was finished, and Solomon brought in all the things that David his father had dedicated, and it says, and the silver and the gold and all the instruments, and he put among the treasures of the house of God, put them among the treasures of the house of God. And Solomon assembled the elders of Israel and all the heads of the tribes, the chief of the fathers of the children of Israel, unto Jerusalem to bring up the ark of the covenant of Jehovah out of the city of David, which is Zion. Wherefore all the men of Israel assembled themselves unto the king in the feast in the seventh month, and that's obviously the Feast of Tabernacles. And all the elders of Israel came, and the Levites took the ark, and they brought up the ark and the tabernacle of the congregation, all the holy vessels that were in the tabernacle. These did the priests and the Levites bring up. And King Solomon and all the congregation of Israel that were assembled unto him before the ark sacrificed sheep and oxen, which could not be told nor numbered for multitude. That's how much they gave unto God. For the priest brought in the ark of the covenant of Jehovah unto his place, to the oracle of the house, into the most holy place, even under the wings of the cherubims. For the cherubims spread forth their wings over the place of the ark, and the cherubims covered the ark and the staves thereof above. And they drew out the staves of the ark, and the ends of the staves were seen from the ark before the oracle, but they were not seen without. And there it is unto this day, at least unto that day. There was nothing in the ark save the two tables which Moses put therein at Horeb when Jehovah made a covenant with the children of Israel when they came out of Egypt. And it came to pass when the priests were come out of the holy place, for all the priests that were present were sanctified and did not then wait by course. Also the Levites, which were the singers, you see that? All of them of Asaph and Hermon and Yeduthun and their sons and their brethren being arrayed in white linen. They were all dressed in white linen, having cymbals and psalteries and harps, stood at the east end of the altar, and with them 120 priests sounding with trumpets. Wow, could you picture that? Picture like all these people dressed in white with cymbals, and then at the other side there's 120 priests sounding with cymbals, with trumpets. And it came to pass that the trumpeters and the singers were as one. This is how important it is, singing and praising and thanking the Lord, to make one sound to be heard in praising and thanking Jehovah. And when they lifted up their voice with the trumpets and cymbals and instruments of music, and praise Jehovah, saying, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. That then the house was filled with a cloud, even the house of Jehovah. So that the priest could not stand to minister by reason of the cloud, for the glory, the kavod of Jehovah had filled the house of God. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And that's just some David and Solomon there. And I know there's many other people that praise the Lord and thank the Lord, but you should, just to know that there's people actually just set aside, and that's what they do. They were musicians, and to thank and praise the Lord. And that was their, that's just a wonderful thing. Here's other people. Here's Hezekiah, the king, and the princes commanded the Levites to sing praises unto Jehovah with the words of, he's going to copy exactly what David did, see? He said, he wants to, listen to this. He wanted to sing praise unto Jehovah with the words of David and of Asaph the seer. So here's Hezekiah reading the Psalms, and he's trying to sing some too. I don't know if he had the same melodies or if he had the same thing. And they sang with praises, with gladness, and they bowed their heads and worshiped. Amen. Then Hezekiah answered and said, now you have consecrated yourself unto Jehovah. Come near and bring sacrifices and thank offerings unto the house of Jehovah. And the congregation brought in sacrifices and thank offerings, and as many as were of free heart, of a free heart, burnt offering. And as many as were of a free heart, burnt offerings. So here we have, you know, here we have Hezekiah copying what David did, right? And then we have here's years later, Ezra. And when the builders laid the foundation of the temple of Jehovah, they set the priests in their apparel. I wonder if it was the white linen, with the trumpets and the Levites, the sons of Asaph, which you got to have the guys with the musicians, got to be there. There's Asaph with cymbals to praise Jehovah after the ordinance of David, king of Israel. So here we have Ezra doing the same thing that Hezekiah did, that David did. They're all copying David. Isn't that amazing? So we always should have the praise in God and song and worship God and the beauty of the holiness. And they sang together by chorus. This was their chorus. They sang together by chorus in praising and giving thanks unto Jehovah because he is good. And you probably can't say that enough because he's probably so good that we can't even imagine, for his mercy endures forever toward Israel. And I was trying to explain that to a person the other day because they were saying that, you know, God gave all these things to Israel. And I said, well, I kept telling this guy, I kept saying, but aren't you grafted into the natural branches, Israel? Aren't you become part of the Israel of God? And he just looked at me, he kept looking at me. And I kept saying, that's what it says, right? You're supposed to be grafted into Israel. So whatever God gave them, you're supposed to be doing the same thing. So I don't know if that made a dent in his noggin. It says, and all the people shouted with a great shout. That's why we should, you know, forget all this quiet stuff. They shouted with a great shout. And when they, it says, when they praised Jehovah, because the foundation of the house of Jehovah was laid. Yeah, there's a time for everything. Amen. And then we go to Jonah. Jonah, he says the same thing. I will sacrifice unto... I will sacrifice with the voice of thanksgiving, and I'll pay that with that I have vowed. Salvation is of Jehovah. And then Nehemiah and Ezra, they did the same thing. And the chief of the Levites, Hashabiah and Sherebiah and Yeshua, the son of Kadmiel, with their brethren over against them, that is designed to praise and to give thanks according to the commandment of David, the man of God, ward over against ward. And that's what they did. They just thanked and praised the Lord. And I try to visualize all that, you know, the trumpets going and the guys with the cymbals and, you know, everyone's just praising and thanking the Lord. And it's just like, must be, wow. No one's sleeping there. I mean, you wouldn't be able to, you know, it's just, yeah. So stood the two companies of them, two companies of them just to give thanks in the house of God. And I and the half of the rulers with me. For in the days of David and Asaph of old, they were the chief of the singers and songs of praise and thanksgiving unto God. So believe me, that was a big talk about a ministry to write songs and to sing praises unto God and make sure the instruments were all done correctly and just, you know, in time and make sure, you know, it says play skillfully unto God, you know. Here's even Daniel, brother Daniel. He says, I thank thee and praise thee. Amen. O thou God of my fathers, who has given me wisdom and might, has made known unto me what we desire of thee. Amen. That's pretty interesting. So we know we have the petitions that when we pray to God, you should know that you should have the petitions that you desire from him because that's what you're praying and God is aware. For thou hast made known unto us the king's matter. Amen. And when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he didn't care about no lion's den or what anybody decreed or who cares. And he went into his house and with his windows opened in his chamber toward Jerusalem, toward the east, he knelt upon his knees three times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God as he did aforetime. Nothing stopping Daniel. Praise the Lord. And of course, Saul, as you know, as Paul, he wrote many letters, always thanking God and saying, but thanks be to God, which gives us the victory through our Lord Yeshua the Messiah, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of Yeshua, the Lord Yeshua the Messiah. Amen. So now we thank the Father in the name of Yeshua the Messiah. Submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. Amen. We give thanks to God and the Father of our Lord Yeshua the Messiah, praying always for. I noticed that, you know, also when you're thanking and praising the Lord, praying is really important for each other. And I'm always praying for everyone here, and I hope you pray for me. So pray for each other. It says, praying always for you. He says, let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which you also you may be called in one body, and be thankful. You know, some people are not thankful for what they have or where they are or what, I don't know, who knows, however the devil tries to set in, you know, discouragement. But if you let the word of Messiah dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, like I'm doing today, singing with grace in your hearts to Yehovah, and whatsoever you do, whether it's in word or in deed, do all in the name of Yeshua. Amen. Giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Amen. So I thank God through the name of Yeshua that we could even be here today. Amen. Paul tells the Thessalonians, we're bound to give thanks always to God for you. So he's always praying for them, brethren, beloved of Yehovah, because God had from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth. You know, I'm thankful that you all are here, and you know, God could have picked your other siblings or your mother or your father and forgot you or who knows? I mean, a lot of people do this. You know, they just take things for granted. And I was thinking, we can't take anything for granted, like why we're here and what we're doing. And we are designed as priests nowadays to praise and thank the Lord. He says to Timothy, I thank Messiah Yeshua, our Lord, who had enabled me for that he counted me faithful, putting me in the ministry. So you should all feel the same way that God has put you in the ministry to do this. Whether you know it or not, you're in the ministry to preach the word wherever you go and to be a light of the world, you know. He tells the Romans, first, before anything, I thank my God through Yeshua the Messiah for you all, that your faith is spoken of throughout the whole world. Amen. And, you know, I'm always telling people there's brothers and sisters on the net, join us, you know, meet us, come and be with us. There are people that are keeping the commandments. And, you know, I know there's other people out there. I just can't figure out how to go get them, where they are. And I don't know what to do. And these people, you know, of course, in the first letter, the letter to the Romans, this first chapter, you know, when they knew God, they glorified them not as God, neither were thankful. And that's the problem. But became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart becomes dark. It gets really dark, and that's chapter 1 of Romans, you know. You can read that whole chapter. And they changed, of course, the image of the incorruptible God into a typical creation that, you know, which is God is not the creation, he's the creator. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, became vain in their imaginations, their foolish heart was darkened. Paul tells the Hebrew believers, he says, by him, Yeshua, therefore let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God, how? Continually. And that is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Amen. So everything you do, I thank the Lord for another day. When I wake up in the morning, I thank the Lord for I'm alive again. May God bless this day, and, you know, thank whatever happens, let it be of God, and, you know, let something good happen. Now thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Messiah. Amen. So there's no room for depression or negativism. He causes us to triumph in Messiah, makes manifest a savor of his knowledge by us in every place. Amen. Thanks be to God, which put the same earnest care in the heart of Titus for you. And I really like that, even though that's one little sentence out of a letter. But I really appreciate how they all cared for each other. And they all were concerned about each other and prayed for each other and assisted each other, you know, physically, spiritually, whatever they, you know, helped each other. I thank my God upon every remembrance of you. So every time God puts someone's name in your mind, pray for them. You know, brother and sister, that is. Always in every prayer of mine for you and all, making request with joy for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day unto now. So every prayer, praying is really important. Praying a lot, pray all the time, pray, you know, everlasting, pray continually. Talking to God is praying, you know. I pray, you know, God will show us how to find brothers and sisters, or lead, guide, and direct us to places where they are, or bring them to us, I don't know, or show us what to do to contact them. For your fellowship unto the gospel on the first day of the night. Okay. Be careful for nothing. That means observe every move, observe everything that's going on. But in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. So if you want anything, he is there to you to call upon him. You know, don't say, well, God never answers me. Keep praying. Keep talking. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Messiah Yeshua. Paul tells the Thessalonians, we give thanks to God always for you all, making mention of you in our prayers. So that's really important, to pray for people. For this cause also thank we God without ceasing. Because when you received the word of God, which you heard of us, you received it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth the word of God, which effectually worketh also in you that believe. And that's really important. I wish when people hear us, they know it's words of God, not just our opinions, you know. And he says very simply, Paul tells the Thessalonians, in everything give thanks. For this is the will of God in Messiah Yeshua concerning you. So if you want to know one of the wills of Messiah, give thanks unto his name. tells Timothy, he says, I thank God whom I served from my forefathers with pure conscience, that without ceasing I have remembrance of you in my prayers night and day. Wow. So Paul is constantly praying for Timothy. I don't know, do you pray for people? You better. You should. I thank my God making mention of thee always in my prayers, he says, right? And of course, even the book of Revelation has, even the 420 elders, which sat before God on their seats, they forget that. They just fall on their faces and they worship God, saying, we give you thanks, O Lord God Almighty, which art and wast and art to come. That's the Messiah. Because thou hast taken to thee thy great power and hast reigned. Amen. So, you know, this isn't a long study today, but I hope to me, it's a very important study to constantly pray for each other and constantly praise and thank the Lord all day long instead of dreaming and, you know, who knows where your mind, devil tries to take it to. Try to thank and praise the Lord and try to be godly in your thoughts because, you know, I'm sure we're going to be judged by everything. Psalm 71 says, I will go in the strength of the Lord Yehovah, and I will make mention of thy righteousness, even of thine only. That's all you got to worry about. You know, forget about everyone else's rules and regulations. I'm going to talk about God's righteousness and his holiness. Isaiah says, In that day shall you say, praise Yehovah, call upon his name, declare his doings among the people, make mention that his name is exalted. Amen. We have to make mention of this. Isaiah 26 says, Yehovah our God, our other lords beside thee have had dominion over us, but by thee only will we make mention of thy name. Amen. We don't care about other gods or other religions. And that shows right there's no unity in the world, right? Just by going by religious teachings, most people can never agree, right? Just think, even the Protestants, they don't even agree. Look at all the different churches. They don't agree with each other. Satan has done, unfortunately, a very good job in causing division and confusion, and the average person is so confused because there's 50 million ways to think of something today, and there's a gazillion opinions and, you know, websites and social media platforms to get deceived by. And I was telling this person the other day, he made it sound so confusing that everyone's got an opinion, everyone's got something to say, and everyone thinks they're right. And I said, but if you just stop for a moment, you get yourself a Bible and do what I do. You write down what is required and you see who's doing. I said, try to find anyone that's doing what Yeshua did, the apostles, and Paul. You won't find no one doing that. They all kept the Sabbath, the feast. They all kept everything. And then if you go back to the Tanakh, you're really not going to find nothing. I mean, you know. So you can tell already who's telling the truth. We examine ourselves, like Apostle Paul tells the Corinthians, you know, whether you're in the faith or not, right? Yeah. Prove your own self. You don't have to worry about somebody else proving you. Examine your own self, whether you're right. And, you know, you can sit and be minding your business and the devil will try to throw some wild, crazy thought into your mind. And you just got to go, oh, wait, get away from me. You know, get off me. Because, you know, first of all, it wasn't you thinking. So you have to learn about, you know, the voices you hear. Isaiah 62 says, for Zion's sake, and I say this for a lot of our prayers, for Zion's sake I will not hold my peace. For Jerusalem's sake I will not rest until righteousness thereof go forth as brightness and the salvation thereof as a lamp that burns. And the Gentiles shall see thy righteousness, that's the Messiah, and all the kings thy glory, and thou shalt be called by a new name, which the mouth of Jehovah shall name. Amen. Thou shalt also be a crown of glory in the hand of Jehovah. There's that peculiar jewel. And a royal diadem in the hand of thy God. Thou shalt no more be termed forsaken, neither shalt thy land any more be termed desolate, but thou shalt be called, I don't know how to say that, I guess in English it's just Hephzibah, and thy land Beulah, for Jehovah delighted in thee, and thy land shall be married. Wow. For as a young man married the virgin, so shall thy sons marry thee. And as the bridegroom rejoices over the bride, so shall thy God rejoice over you. I have set watchmen upon thy walls, O Jerusalem, which shall never hold their peace day nor night. Ye that make mention of Jehovah, keep not silent, and give him no rest, till he establish, until he make Jerusalem a praise in the earth. And you should do that with other prayers too. Give him no rest till he answers you. Jehovah had sworn by his right hand and by the arm of his strength, surely I will no more give thy corn to be meat for thine enemies, and the sons of the strangers shall not drink thy wine for that which thou hast labored. But they that have gathered it shall eat it and praise Jehovah, and they that have brought it together shall drink it in the courts of my holiness, my holiness. I try to capitalize all the words when it talks about God. Go forth, go through the gates, prepare ye the way of the people, cast up the highway, gather out the stones, lift up a standard for the people. Behold, Jehovah had proclaimed unto the end of the world, say to the daughter of Zion, behold, thy salvation comes. Amen. That's your Messiah. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. And they shall be called the holy people. That's us. The redeemed of Jehovah. And thou shalt be called, sought out, a city not forsaken. Praise the Lord. Just think, one time we were lost among the heathen too. We were lost out there. And God, we're not forsaken anymore. But God has brought us in like a sheep, you know. So in closing, this is not a long study today, but I hope you got the message. And maybe you should praise and thank the Lord more. They do say continually. Instead of dreaming about things that are ridiculous, how about thanking and praising the Lord? Paul tells the Hebrews, by him, Yeshua, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name again. And the calves of our lips, these are the sacrifices that are well pleased. And I don't have to go over the Sabbath today, because you guys all know about it. So there's no one, I don't see any guests today. And I don't know what to do. I invite people every week. And people call and they want to come. We're just too far away. And I don't know what to do. So, I don't know. What can I say? I hope you got something out of this study. I'm going to say Shabbat Shalom. Let me put up the Pow Talk. And may God bless you today. May God thank the Father in the name of Yeshua. And may God touch every one of you in Yeshua's name, Father. May God heal every one of us and strengthen every one of us and encourage every one of us and increase our wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. And may God bind every devil millions of miles away from us. I thank God for the blood of Yeshua, for the offering of God, the only sacrifice there is. And may God bless you today on God's holy day, the Sabbath, in Yeshua's name. Amen, Father. Amen. Shabbat Shalom, everyone. God bless you. I'm going to stop the video.
Amen. All should thank and praise the Lord. That's part of our reasonable service, I think.
Amen. It's just our reasonable service to serve God and keep his commandments. Amen.